Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. You tune in to Real Talk with Mary J. We're going live on tonight, and we're keeping it real as always. We have our callers on the line. They're standing by. Tonight, we're dealing with the strong woman. We're continuing the episode on the strong woman. If you are a strong woman or you know what a strong woman is, we want you to dial in, and we're probably going to have some airtime to let you speak on tonight. But what we're going to deal with on tonight, do strong women intimidate men? Do strong women intimidate men? And that's what we want to talk about on tonight. I have my crew on, and I am so excited to have my girl Pat back live on the show, and my boy PJ's right here on point and on time. PJ always bring it week in and week out with Real Talk, Mary J. How are you all on tonight?
I'm fine, Mary. How are you all?
Doing
fine. Good, Pat. Welcome back, Pat. Welcome back,
thank
my girl.
You.
I love you,
so
honey. I miss you.
Thank you. I love you and I miss you.
We've been trying to keep it down. Thank you, honey. PJ's been bringing me through, Pat. He's been.
So I heard. PJ. So I heard. They've been holding it down.
PJ's been trying to bring me through, Pat, but I'm so glad that you're back on the air because, you know, he comes in real strong with the ladies, and I don't think y'all appreciate that, but my boy's on the show, and that's why he's here. He's on Real Talk with Mary J because he keeps it live, and he always keeps it right where it needs to be, ladies. So we have to lighten up on my boy PJ. He knows just what he's doing. All right, PJ?
My new name is Simba.
What's Simba? Simba is what got Nappy upset. My girl Nappy, I'm not sure if Nappy is on yet, but Simba got Nappy upset on our last episode. But Simba, are you going to behave on tonight, Simba? Are you going to just, you come and read it real raw? Because, you know, we're dealing with, do strong women intimidate men? Do strong
my
women
blood
intimidate
pressure
men?
Rose when I saw that topic. My blood pressure rose. Do strong women intimidate men?
I want to know. I want to know, Pat, what you think. Do strong women intimidate
men?
What do you think, Pat?
You know, a strong woman should not intimidate a man, especially if he's a real man, a strong brother. But I think some men are intimidated by women that are strong, you know, for the simple fact that I tend to believe a strong woman is very intolerant of a lot of BS from a man, you know, and most, I won't say most, I'll say some strong women have the mindset that they really don't have a need for a man because of the fact that they are such strong women, and that in and of itself, in my opinion, is what intimidates a man about a strong woman.
Right. When a woman feels that because she's strong that she doesn't need a man, so men, I believe that too, because a lot of times most men, not all men, but I'm going to say most men, want to feel needed.
Exactly.
And, you know, they want to feel needed, and if they feel like you got it all covered, you got it all together, then where do they sit? You know, where exactly do they come in? So some men can be intimidated by that. I agree.
That.
PJ, what you saying tonight? What are you saying PJ?
I agree to an extent that you do have strong women who intimidate weak men. And
right.
I want to make sure we classify a weak man because a strong man who knows who he is not intimidated by no woman, neither another man, because he is self-motivated. And when you you know how to motivate yourself, you don't need no outside influence to dictate how you feel about yourself. So with that said, that woman can be all she can be, because at the end of the day, she got to come home and put on her stilettos, put on her skirt.
Here we go.
Simple, just keeping it real. A woman can flourish and be all she can be when she's with a real strong man. He's not intimidated.
I believe that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's
absolutely
not intimidated with her success, with her education, with her money. Be all you can be, because he'll reap the benefits at the proper time.
Exactly. And I believe, if I can comment on that, TJ, I believe the key to this whole situation and this whole topic is a strong man with a strong woman. You have a problem, and that problem being intimidation is when you have a brother who's weak and really don't know who he is, therefore he has no respect or appreciation for who she is, and that's what causes the problem.
Absolutely.
Right.
I agree with that.
Right. So,
you know, and
that's why that. Go ahead, PJ.
I mean, if you really just take a look at it, look at some strong women and look at some of the men they date. And it's really, my God, you almost wonder, why did this woman even date this man in the first place? Because obviously she does not respect him. It's very obvious. He's not the head of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder, what did this woman see in this man? Now, a strong woman, I do believe, can build a man up. But in a case like that, she can't be all she needs to be, because she's constantly being drained.
Right. On trying to be who he's supposed to be.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's still losing.
Mm-hmm.
She's still losing.
You're right about that. Wow. Yeah, that's real right there. That's definitely real. I want to say that I believe that just what you all have said, when a strong woman, and that's why the episode is entitled, Do Strong Women Intimidate Men? Now, do strong women intimidate men? And I guess that's broad and open. And the answer is yes when it's a weak man. Of course, a strong woman will not, cannot intimidate a strong man. We got that understood. We have that understood. But just what you just said, PJ, is when a woman is really strong. Now, that's a good point that you have there, though. How do strong women end up with weak men? Wow, that may be our next episode. We might need to pencil that for then. How do strong women end up with weak men? That's powerful.
If she's that strong, do she feel like she has to dominate every area in her life, even her relationship? So to her,
about strength, or are we talking about control? Because that's
well, it definitely has to be control.
That's two different situations right there.
What situation, Chad? I didn't hear you.
I said, are we talking about strength as in a strong woman, or are we talking about control?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she has to be domineering in every area of her life, I think strong transfers over into control.
Mm-hmm.
If she just have to be domineering in every area of her life, you know, you're going from being strong and now you have to control. But it still goes back to that man, because a woman is only going to do what a man allows her to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and if she comes in and she want to do all this, look, we're not going to do all this talking today. Go put your stilettos on, put the proper attire on, and go start my cooking. Get my meal started.
No. He said we're not going to do all this talking today. Okay,
today.
Well, let me say, TJ, not today. Now, there's a time to be silent and a time to speak, but I'm saying we are emotional creatures. We are, you know, extremely touchy-feely beings. Women do like to talk. Women like to express themselves a whole lot, but I think there's a proper time to do that, ladies. But at the same time, a man cannot cut a woman off when she's trying to be that expressive. Now, I know, okay, when you say we're not doing all this talking, does that mean we're not doing all this talking, period, today? We can talk later, honey. I'm hungry. Let's have dinner first. Are you saying we're not doing all this talking today and you don't want to hear it anymore today until another day comes? Because then that opposes a problem. Because with us being the type of creatures that we are, when it's time to kind of wind down and have that downtime and that pillow talk at night, you know, right before the other thing that the men really want to do, they may not want to talk, but they'll never want to stop doing, you know, the sex. They want that. Like, I don't want to hear anything else, but I still want that. Women can't really turn it off and on like that. We're not wired that way. Now, a lot of times when women go into the intimacy without conversing first or not kind of like laying it out there what they're feeling, that intimacy is not going to be all that it can be, because I think we need to allow women to express themselves. Once you get a woman to do the talking and she can release all of that, she have no problem, especially if she knows you're hearing her. She has no problem with giving you everything you want. Stilettos and all, honey, she'll be able to do that. Don't you think, Pat? What are you saying, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
I think she'll be able to handle it.
Stiletto, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a snack.
Baby, Did Miss Pat serve it up for you?
Go ahead, Miss Pat. I know my boy B
is on. Did B fall off somewhere? I know B is on.
He tried
to get back on. Let me see if I can plug B back in, because I thought he was on earlier, and I think he fell off. Let's see if I can get him on here. B, are you here?
Y'all hung up on me.
What's up, B?
We did.
Yes.
I was afraid that you weren't going to be able to get back into the show when I saw your call drop off. But, B, were you able to hear what we're saying so far? We're talking about, do strong women intimidate men? Now, PJ brought up a good point. PJ said, how do strong women end up with weak men? He said, could it be possible that strong women, because they're so strong and so dominating, that they want to dominate and control every area, so they end up with a weak man because they feel that they can be controlled? I don't like weak men, and I'm a very strong woman. I can't deal with a weak man.
Mm-hmm.
And I have dealt with a weak man, and just like PJ said, just like Pat said, it's draining, because you have to continue to validate, you have to continue to esteem and pour in and to affirm. And I'm going to tell you one thing about that I found with weak men. Weak men are very controlling. Weak men are very jealous. You know, weak men are very insecure, and that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. So, Peter, you're going to have me thinking about that. How do strong women end up with weak men? Because I'm serious. I'm like, you know what, you have a really good point. And I'm going to say this, being that I was in that type of relationship, I didn't feel I'm a very submissive woman, very submissive. And I believe that if somebody had to have a conversation with him, he would tell you just exactly why. So that's got me, like, I'm really wondering how that happened, what that attraction
because
was.
Because a very strong woman is just like a very rich man. What I mean by that is They want that control because a rich man uses his money to control a woman. How
uh-huh.
I say that is, let's say that a woman doesn't have money. That rich man can control that woman's every thought, move, and motion. And so a strong
right.
woman does the same thing, but psychologically. And that's how she ends up with a weak man, because another dominant man she can't control. And no one wants to admit that when they're a strong woman.
Hmm.
Now you can boom it.
Okay.
Or you can.
I'm trying to process that because I've experienced it. So I'm trying to process that when it you know, I'm open to it. I'm open.
Well,
I'll do some searching.
Another thing that I will say about a strong woman and how she ends up with a weak man is because she's looking. I won't say to help, but to take pity, and that's the last thing that a man needs.
She's looking
pity.
To what? To do what? Be
when she's trying to look to help. That weak man, pull him up, see what he can
okay.
do. She figures I'm already strong enough, so let me see what I can do to this weak man. Let me see if I can turn his life around. Let me see how strong he really is. And I have seen this, believe it or not, not me personally, but I have seen it because a woman will say, okay, here's this man. He barely has anything. I'm a very successful and strong woman. Let me see if I can build this man's bank account from $1 to $100,000. Let me see
mm-hmm.
if I can run him and control what he does. Because if I did it, let me see if I can make him into a little mini me.
I kind of somewhat understand what you're saying, B. Because a woman is nurturing, and because she's nurturing, even and she may not realize it, but she's really trying to nurture a boy in a man's body. But at the end of the day, she's going to be drained. She's going to
mm-hmm.
be without. Because she has that caring and nurturing spirit, that nature that she has, I truly believe that one of the big mistakes a woman can make is when she say, I can change him. Oh, my God. She's
oh,
in for you, you're right.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
And another
oh,
thing
yes.
that I just thought about just when you saying that, PJ, or Simba, another thing I just realized is some of these, a lot of black women grew up without a father.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're looking at is a weak man. And so they'll say, I'm going to treat him just like, I hate to say it like this, but black men treat white women. I'm going, because I was enslaved, I'm going to treat her a certain way. So therefore, a woman without a father, especially a strong woman without a father, is going to turn that around and look for that weakness in that man and try to control him. I'm sorry to say it, but that's just the way I see it.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, I grew my father passed when I was 9. And I don't know if I could say I grew up without a father because I have my grandfather and that was my father figure. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I agree with that because I don't agree with that.
At least you had a father figure. The woman that
right.
I'm talking about is a bitter woman who grew up without a father, without a father figure. You had somebody to mold you, that is. You had somebody that you could turn to, the ones that don't, and their moms tell them, these are the bad women. They tell them, oh, your daddy wasn't anything, and your daddy was a drunk, your daddy was a dope. You know, those are the type of women I'm talking about that actually grow up and be somebody, to be somebody, excuse me. That's the type of woman I'm speaking of.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, I can see that from both perspectives because you know, like I said, we're dealing with global real talk with Mary J. Men and women both from all walks of life, so everybody has a different perspective on it, and I can actually see it from that standpoint, Lee, of what you're bringing out. But guess what? My mind's still stuck on. How did I end up with that weak ass man?
I'm gonna tell you if you ended up with that weak ass man. That little cheap ass man put it on you. That's how you ended up with it.
Right. That's what it was.
We were real talk with Mary J. Okay.
No, I don't. I'm a. I'm going to tell you the truth. No, that was not it. Because I think if it was that good and he put it down like that, he'll still have me. But I don't think that's what that was the case. I believe just what you said before, when you have a strong woman that is nurturing, because I'm going to tell you, I had my own career. I had my own house. I had my own car when I met my husband. After we got married, he moved in with me. So and there's things that I already had that he did not have. We were working for the same company, met each other, and kind of connected on a spiritual level. You know, I was already in ministry, and, you know, he was interested in some of the things. And that so I can see that, but, yeah.
So
okay.
Y'all grew
all
on
right.
one another through commonality.
Yeah,
y'all,
we did.
You grew on one another.
Right,
and,
but we didn't really have a whole lot of everything else in common.
Maybe amazing,
you know,
personality.
We have what? What was that, B?
I said maybe an amazing personality.
He had an amazing personality?
Maybe so. Maybe that's
no.
what he was.
No. He didn't have an amazing personality either. I believe that with me being in ministry at the time, and you know, I know Pat knows my story, but during that time being in ministry, you know, ministry was so demanding as relates to having a covering. And at that time, it was all about making sure you have a covering. And he and I connected that way. And it was one of those things, you know, we need to be married, you know. We need to be married for ministry. We have to have a covering. And, you know, God told you you're my wife kind of thing. But anyway, let's keep this show going, because I know it's not all about me, but it's about do strong women intimidate men. But I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because PJ did bring that up, and I think he had a really good outlook on that. Do strong women intimidate men? And of course, we have all understood that strong women do intimidate weak men. You know, they do intimidate weak men. So Pat's saying mm-hmm. that she doesn't totally agree with the whole thing about the father, because she lost her father at 9. But there are some women that are out there that have lost a father or didn't have a father figure coming up, and somehow they look towards that man to be what they wanted their father to be. And some are the very opposite. Some that grow up without a father in a home, and they feel that they, you know, they didn't see that sense of strength around them, mm-hmm. and they had to kind of fight their way through life and be that strong, dominating woman. But we're not really talking about, because I'm going to tell you, I know some women that are very submissive, that are really strong and solid women. But when they hook up with these weak men, just as I did, you end up losing yourself in them, because everything that you do and all of who you are makes them feel even more inferior and even more insecure. So what we have to do sometimes is push our man up, exalt them up, and have them to be in the forefront. I'll stay in the background. I'll try to hide behind the scenes. There were things that I just shut down because how I saw myself moving and progressing at such a level that I felt like it was always something going on, you know. Of course, anything that I did, I've always asked permission. I always had consent. But when I tell you, when I did it, it was almost like I despised you doing this or that. And I know a lot of women are the same way. I shut down being a youth pastor. I shut down my job. I shut down my women's organization. Because I was connected to a man that felt like he needed to be my covering. And in his eyes, he couldn't see any other man covering me in ministry and it not be him. So what do you do when you're connected with a man that does not have the same strength you have, that you feel that you're doing what you feel that you're called to do, you're gifted in a lot of areas, and he can't keep up with the public recognition that you receive. So what it is that you do, what we need to talk about later on for our upcoming episode, there's a thin line between submission and control. So what I thought was being submissive was really control. So we, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of times strong women deal with that, you know, because I believe that whatever my husband asked me to do, whether I liked it or not, I prayed about it and I submitted to it. I did what he wanted me to do. So that's why I felt like being a strong woman, I was not a strong woman to be in control of him. I didn't run the house. I didn't wear the pants. I allowed him to do that. But when you have a weak man, and like PJ said, and you think that you can change him, there's absolutely nothing you can do because that's an inside job. You know, that's an inside. There's nothing that you can do to change somebody that's weak, male or female. You know, a lot of men, I think, can cultivate their women by esteeming them, by motivating, by praying for them, by pushing them, you know, and just having them to go forward. But it's a whole different thing when it's the opposite and you're dealing with a weak man. So
I want to talk more about that.
In my opinion, a strong woman with a weak man is not a relationship. It becomes a project. Because
it was a project. It is a project.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's never a relationship. It's a project. And it's out of order. Because you have two people who are operating contrary to the way it's supposed to be in biblical
mm-hmm.
terms when you look at the order, the natural order of relationships as God has defined them. It's out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then to add on to what you just said, Pat, and it's not a relationship, it's a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a what? It's a what?
It's not a.
What is it?
It's a rehearsal.
It's a rehearsal.
That's right. It's not a relationship. It's a rehearsal, and I totally get what Pat is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
Right. Well, why do women stay in relationships like that? Why do women stay?
Every it could be for a number of reasons.
That it can change.
That's one. One, if kids are involved, she'll do whatever she can to try to keep her kids in that stable
mm-hmm.
environment. Even though she know in her heart, this is not where I want to be. I don't think it's going to I'm becoming a better. Also, it could be for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not able to supply her needs, her kids' needs. So